Valley, almost on the flanks of the high mountain, was a huddle of buildings. Some of them looked desolate and ruined. Among the buildings stood a small group of about a dozen people, shrouded in dark clothing.
They've seen us.
Henning's black face was almost invisible within the wrappings of clothing he wore against the bitter cold.
Fingers on triggers. Remember the keeper. Let's go.
Oddly, none of the waiting group moved as the buggies came grinding closer, kicking up a spray of snow and ice behind them. In each buggy, someone in the top bubble was manning the light machine gun, covering the strangers. At a signal from Ryan, the vehicle stopped about 30 paces from the watchers. An extremely tall man, his face exposed to the elements, strode toward them, his hand raised in the universal sign of peace. Ryan noticed the dark crucifix on the wall behind the man, recognizing it as a symbol of the old religion. Over years of traveling with a trader, they'd come across a few ruined churches, but they'd never been of any interest, and obviously held nothing of real value, like food or blasters.
Cut the engines down to idle. These people don't look dangerous. They're mainly women, and I can't see anyone in the huts, but keep alert.
Welcome, in the name of the Dark Lord.
Is that a baron?
I don't think so.
If you come in peace, we will share with you what little we have. As we are all gathered here at the river by the throne of our Lord, we welcome you. Step down from your wagons.
Ryan flicked the switch on the speaker.
You got blasters?
Weapons are an abomination against our beliefs. We carry clean steel, and that is all.
Ryan looked at Christy, who shrugged.
I don't know, lover. We do need some local knowledge. Do you think maybe they can help?
I'm going out. If there's no trouble, then you come. Tell JB and his team to follow, then Hen and his team last of all. Got it?
Okay.
Ryan opened the hydraulic door, stepping out on the snow, holding his new G-12 caseless automatic rifle casually at the ready.
My name is Ryan Carter, and these are my friends.
The sweep of his arm took in the buggies and their occupants.
My name is Apostle Ezekiel Horn, and these are the sisters and brothers of the Church of the Dark Lord waiting. We have dwelled here in this field of blood for many years now, coming together from all over Lhasa.
Ryan looked around, beckoning Christy to follow him. The sight of the tall girl with her tumbling mane of brilliant red hair brought chattering from the women. Their talk was quelled by an angry glare from their skinny priest.
This is Christy Roth.
The occupants of the second buggy emerged.
The guy in the battered hat there is J.B. Dix, and the fat man's Finnegan. The lady with hair like straw is called Laurie.
What is straw, Brother Carter?
Ryan ignored him and waved to the occupants of the third buggy to come out. They followed his lead, all of them hefting blasters ostentatiously, ready for action.
The old-timer is called Dr. Theophilus Tanner, and the lady's name is Oki.
The black man was last out, holding his gray Heckler & Koch 54A submachine gun with its built-in silencer. As he stepped down, he threw off his thermal hood, showing his face and his mass of cropped curly hair. The effect of Henning's appearance was amazing. Everyone except for Horn gave a great cry of terror and exultation and fell immediately to their knees, prostrating themselves on the barren stones. Ryan and his party dropped into defensive positions, fingers tight on triggers, eyes flicking nervously. A single wrong move and Horn's entire group would be iced. The priest himself stood still, trembling and shaking, hands clutched together in front of him, his long, bony fingers tangling like a nest of worms.
Lord, you have come. As it was foretold in the great books of defense and survival, you walk again among us.
One of the women scrabbled forward on hands and knees toward the black man, who nervously backed away from her.
Lead us to salvation, Dark Lord!
But she seized him by the ankles and pressed her chapped lips to the steel toe cap of one of his polished black combat boots. Licking the gleaming leather, she writhed in ecstasy. Hennings raised his blaster as if to crack it into the woman's skull.
Get this fucking gaudy slut away from me, Ryan! Oh, Lord, it is said that a man such as you would one day come to us. All our prayers and teaching is for that. What does he mean, a man like me?
The priest answered, pointing to the nuke-blackened Christ upon the tumbled wall.
There is our tortured Messiah. Never in our lives has such a man been seen.
I knew it, Hen.
Knew what, Stu?
Knew that one day it'd be good news having a black man riding into my shotgun. Now it's come. These sons of bitches fucking worship you, Hen.
The group conversed as they ate the last of the turnip stew and meat. None of them knew what the meat was, and nobody wanted to ask.
Hen's a god just because he's black? I don't believe it, Ryan.
It's true, JB.
Ezekiel Horn had led them to the largest hut, and had ordered two women to feed them and arrange their bedding. Ryan had made sure that the three buggies were locked and that small contact mines were placed and primed. He also made sure that the community knew it, so no one would tamper with the vehicles. Hennings had been taken into another room and fed on his own. He'd protested strongly until Ryan pointed out that these people were ready to worship him, and if that meant free food and some guidance around the country, then being a god for a few hours wasn't such a bad thing. After they'd eaten, the cadaverous priest came to them, sat cross-legged on the floor beside Ryan, and grinned at him with the worst set of rotten teeth that Ryan had ever seen.
You have brought such happiness to us here, my friend. You are blessed to be the brothers and sisters of the Dark Lord. Is there anything we can do for you?
Sure. Tell us, are there any sizable towns around here?
Towns are the abomination of the blessed, my friend. Ankh Ridge, as we call it, was the Sodom of this barren desert. The seas rose, and those monsters that dwell in the deeps came and washed away all evil. There are no towns left in all the world, friend. It is better so.
No other vills? No small villages?
Nothing, my friend. There is the snow and the ice, both good things. A wind upon the mount. Who would wish to die, my friend? Not while the Dark Lord is here.
What do you think Hen is gonna do for you?
Hen, as you call him, is the chosen one, the awaited one, the one whose coming will make all right. As the books say, the sheaves shall be harvested and bound, the chaff shall be winnowed, the blood shall give life.
Blood, Reverend? What blood?
All will be seen, friends, tomorrow at dawn, when we gather to worship him, as he shall be ordained.
Is Hen going?